What's happening? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. I got in the interview chair here, Christian Navarro. Navarro, what's going on, dude?
Not much, man. Just hanging out.
Christian's a chef, creative person. We're going to jibber-jabber a little bit about what he does. But first up, I got for you Durando from the Bay Area. Bay Area legend. This is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. You should check out Sharon Jones' story, man. She's a survivor, man. This is from the new record, Give the People What They Want.
Can't put back together the love we're missing.
We can't keep making up and breaking up and making up and breaking up over again. Making up and breaking up and making up and breaking up over again.
I know the lyric goes, I've been your fool. But in this case, that old line just ain't cool. Cause I've been strong.
from his latest LP, Where Does This Door Go? Kyla was the name of that tune. This is next up. I'm not sure if this is released yet or is just around the corner. New remix from Soundsai on the Ubiquity label. Coastin, it's a remix. That's available 7-inch or digital on the Ubiquity label website. Check it out.
Take trips through my mental, assessing what I've been through, destroying what is non-essential. I've been in flight so long, I feel like Top Gun. Always in control, too cool for shotgun. 40 plus, time to let go of my vices. I'm not sure, think I'm in a midlife crisis. I'm not poor, but far from where I need to be financially. Wealthy in spirit, still living out my fantasy. I pray to God Almighty that something breaks through. Heard a voice that said, slow down, John, take two. Took it out of drive, put it in neutral, and gave it to the Most High just like I used to. Just a short amount of time, I soon climbed altitudes, courtesy of the rhythm and rhymes, and I'm grateful. It could have took a whole new twist. I'm on a one-way journey to eternal bliss, and I'm coasting, sitting back absorbing the view. I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do, cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. I'm coasting, till I see it through once again. I'm coasting, sitting back absorbing the view. I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do, cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. I'm coasting, till I see it through.
Yo, yo, roller coaster, see us on the poster, doing our thing like Cosa Nostra. 16 shots to the dome, kept in the holster. I ride through the avenue with no chauffeur. Foot off the pedal, I'ma still make moves. Slow it down for a sec, dude, just cruise and float on. I'm still learning, still growing. A student of life, I'll never be all knowing. When it's time to accelerate, I'ma do it greatly. But for now, everything is gravy. Taste me, potholes in my lawn. Feeling the day lie like the break of dawn. So I make this song with a lazy flow. Slow it up so you can enjoy the show. Don't get it twisted though. When it's time to blow, trust me, the whole world will know. But for now I'm coasting, chilling and relaxing hard. I'm coasting, riding through the boulevard. Cause if I press on the gas and I go too fast, I'm coasting, I might not last. I'm coasting, chilling and relaxing hard. I'm coasting, riding through the boulevard. Cause if I press on the gas and I go too fast, I'm coasting, I might not last. I maintain on the highway of life, past the potholes and the speed traps of strife. Through those winds of change, watching my life rearrange, never the same. Through dark days and all the rough terrain that I rode on, and whipped my ass quick, fast, and held class and affirmed my task. Got my goals fixed, focused, walking on this path. Made a brother motivate and focus on my craft, yeah. It broke me down only to make me better. A better man, better friend, till the last letter. In the rat race, the pace of the go-getter. We can beat you down and make you tougher than leather. The older way to learn life, yes, is to live it. Not living in the past, but at first, yes, forgiving the man in the mirror, clearer as I go on. Shifting life up and higher, push the pedal and I'm gone. Sitting back, enjoying the view. And I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do. Cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. And I'm coasting, till I see you through. And I'm coasting, sitting back, enjoying the view. And I'm coasting, exactly what I'm trying to do. Cause if I'm moving too fast, a blessing might pass. And I'm coasting, till let's see it through.
That was the remix for Coastin' from Soundsai. That's available 7-inch or digital on the Ubiquity label website. Matter of fact, behind me you hear the instrumental version of that because I like it so much. Kristen Navarro. Yeah, what's going on? Hey, pull that mic a little closer, will you?
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Kristen, I've known a few years, and basically I used to go to his little sort of pop-up Burgers and Beats events, which he still holds once in a while. And I really dug him, man, because like it was clear that he was just, he wasn't just like a chef because that was his gig, that was his job, but you could tell he was like he had a love, you know, for the creativity. It was a labor of love, and he was throwing these events, even if, you know, he was a little bit out of pocket, you know, these little pop-up events and stuff like that. And I dig that, man. I dig that you, that it's a labor of love for you. You know, you're not just punching a clock somewhere cooking food.
No, I mean, when we first started in that event, it was just
bringing people together. I moved back from Chicago, and it was a reason to throw a barbecue. Mm-hmm. I remember it was a barbecue in January. It was the very first one I did. I think it was 2010, and it was cool because I just wanted to make burgers and just get people together. And yeah.
Describe one of these events. I mean, describe your favorite one, because I know there's been a handful of them.
They've all been so different, because where we didn't really have a venue to do it. We would just look for a place mm-hmm. that we could cook. So we've done it in front of tattoo shops on Highland and backyards in Hollywood, inside mm-hmm. restaurants. Apparently, I found out that we accidentally broke into someone's house and did one. It was right here in downtown LA.
Oh, I think I was there, yeah.
Yeah.
With that big island they had, and everyone just kind of hung out at the island.
Yeah. So we found out later that night that the mm-hmm. owner, who wasn't there, who was one of the roommates, totally forgot we were coming. Mm-hmm. And we just showed up, and he got mad. But it was weird because we cleaned up the place cleaner than it was. Mm-hmm. So he was mad, but kind of glad that we cleaned it. Mm-hmm. But he was mad that he kind of missed it.
So. And we're talking about the Burgers and Beats events, where basically it'd just be like some sort of custom type of burger, you know, not your average burger. And then there'd be music. As a matter of fact, I think I came down to one of my old shows in one of the backyard.
Yeah.
And I just played a bunch of like old funk and reggae and stuff.
I think that was probably one of my favorite ones. If I think about it, we did a croissant burger that we did mm-hmm. with stuffed. It's like a Juicy Lucy. It's a stuffed croissant burger. We put like a truffled cheese inside mm-hmm. of the burger and cooked it. Grilled the croissants over like rosemary. Had a rosemary and aioli that we put on it. Arugula, lemon juice, and an extra virgin olive oil that we put on it. That one was really cool. What I liked about it though, because I remember that was the one that actually my parents came to, mm-hmm. which was one of the first ones that they came to. My friend came there. One of his he was early on in his relationship, just got married. But they were there. They were the ones with the little puppy. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they actually ended up getting married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's wild, isn't it? And you were there. I don't know. It was just family, friends. It was just such a cool mix, a whole cross-section of everyone in my life just kind of there. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and...
It's pretty cool. I'm going to come back and talk to you a little bit. I got a bigger break coming up, and we're gonna jibber-jabber a little bit more about food. Mm. Anyway, this is a newer artist that I like called Harley Blue. Check it out.
Way he holds you in.
Carly Blue. She's on the True Thoughts label. Great new artist. One of my favorite new artists. By the way, she's a little bit curvy and very easy on the eyes. This is Omar, father of Neo Soul.
I can see that you're cool, got something I want. I want to be down, but anything you're selling down, down. You give me palpitation, whoa, whoa, make your move, time to prove. Show me what you've got. I can't see you're ready when you're on the spot. Like now, now. You give me palpitation, no.
You see, it's not all my fault. I can't be myself when you're around me, baby. Wow, wow. You give me palpitation, we can be anything that our hearts desire. Move it with the universe, we can inspire love, love. You give me inspiration,
I'd refuse to go. Drink it from a cast iron blade instead of cold milk.
suffer done right. Instead of silence, considered craving, and nothing may seem hidden where the aged soil was pure, pressed against the crease. Mountains become fragrant at the source. So can you stand this exotic angle? I read it somewhere that they would lie still. And I remember how cloth hung, flexing with the forest gloom, half wasting high raised arm, kicking at the slightest foam. I remember my first love.
Vincent McMorrow. Read an interview recently and he said, I don't know how much I believe him. Anyway, he said his interviews, or his influences rather, were At the Drive-In, Refused, and Glassjaw. But if I could pick, other than the African Americans, if I could pick another group to represent gospel, it would be the Irish. He's an Irish singer, songwriter. And that's from his post-tropical record. Came out recently, I forget when, on the Vagrant label. He's playing at the Roxy March 17th. Prior to that, we heard the great Omar from England. Didn't really have a lot of recognition here. Omar, he's got buckets of music, man. And he's played, you know, he's written with India Arie, Stevie Wonder. He's the father of Neo Soul, right? And That's from his Sing record out in 2006. He's even got recent releases. Omar. If you haven't checked him out, check it out. You'll dig it. And then I started out the set with Harley Boo. Casanova was the name of the tune from the Forget Me Not record out very recently last year on the True Thoughts label. It's her, I think it's her debut LP. And a great new artist, Harley Boo. But we're here to talk to Christian Navarro. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
We're talking a little bit about the Juicy Lucy burger. What are some of the other, let's talk about like a sit-down dinner scenario, and you could cook whatever you want. I'm not talking about like a professional event, like a wedding or so. Oh, by the way, Chris Navarro represents HelloFresh.
That's it.
Could you spell that for the loved ones there?
It's HelloFraiche.
You can find him on Facebook. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just the French spelling of fresh,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because it means cool. Like, so you say creme fraiche means cool cream. So
uh-huh.
they also use it in the vernacular of actually being cool, as well as the same way we use it in here in mm-hmm. America.
HelloFresh. And you can find him on the Facebook there. And I think that you guys are working on the website. That'll be up...
Yeah, our local activity, our current activity, it's updated, and we have our Tumblr, so it goes to our HelloFresh.com, same spelling, HelloFresh.com.
And HelloFresh is all about specifically events or other types of catering? I mean, well, just
culinary experiences is what we're mostly doing, and it always starts off from showing love. I can't write a song. I don't sing. The only thing I do is I cook, and that's how I show my love. Mm-hmm. And we try to put that. We have a level of a social consciousness that we do. So we do have programs that we always still give back. So it started off as a sliding scale catering company.
Yeah, I remember the last event I had. This is a Philippine relief, right? Could you tell us a little bit about what happened there?
There was an amazing lady, Christine Appa. She has this foundation called the 24 Foundation, a nonprofit. I've mentored some kids for her, and they were going out to the Philippines to help people. It's stage two after the hurricane or the storm that went through and hit the Philippines. It was crazy. So they're building some projects, and we're giving back the livelihood for the people that are in that fishing town. So a lot of fishermen lost everything, like... homes turned to rubble, so we bought some boats so that they can get back to life again.
And I'm guessing the thing about the Philippines, and go ahead and stop me if I'm wrong, they don't necessarily have maybe all the building codes and things like that we might have. Mm-hmm. So people basically, I mean, their whole lives were decimated, you know, as far as a home, whatever they had to generate any kind of revenue or livelihood.
Yeah, it's... losing everything, especially I think in the fishermen, which was really kind of cool. I mean, I told my friend about it. It's like, yo, come support. And he goes, I told him he was a musician. If you lost your guitar, what if someone gave you a guitar to go back and do what you were made to do? But just giving people that whole livelihood again, another way to take a step back. Because sometimes people, they have it, and a lot of the building, and there's so many people doing work out there. We wanted to get... to approach this problem in this way, letting you know that there's more life to live, mm-hmm. and giving them that hope.
And what was the food for that event there? I know I was there, but tell the loved ones.
Oh, we did it was a Filipino style burger. We have, it was one of my favorite comfort foods growing up called kare kare, and it's like, it's a beef, or what we use is oxtail that they braise into peanut sauce, but we were kind of taking this flavor profile. So we made a peanut sauce that we spiced up with a little bit of had chilies and stuff in it, and then we took some caramelized onions and and then we took some eggplants that we roasted and kind of have everything in there. So it was like that peanut sauce, that spice, that very interesting kind of Filipino flavor. So
yeah, what does Chris Navarro go out and eat?
During very LA. I think I'm just so blessed to live in LA. And if it's on my day off, it's usually I'm visiting friends who are already working at restaurants, whether it's like Animal or Gorbals downtown. But generally speaking,
Animal is great. I think they kind of, revolutionized, but I mean, just the whole, I don't like the whole gastropub thing, man, but they were the first that I was aware of that kind of paid a lot of attention to comfort foods and just a really small portion decadent things they might not normally get. Deep fried hominy and the pork belly and all that stuff. It was
really good. Interesting. It seemed like a restaurant to me like that would exist somewhere else, like in Chicago or New York, that was just in Los Angeles. Because it seems in LA everyone's afraid of fat. Mm-hmm. Out there, it wasn't about the fat, or it's just like, here, this is good.
Yeah, when I took some friends there, I mean, I pretty much told them, look, this is not for vegetarians. This is not diet conscious. This is all about, like, just decadence. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I got there and I saw that they carried Mexican Coke and Mexican Pepsi, I think that's the kind of standard now. Mm-hmm. A lot of places have it. But again, that was something where I had to go, like, into Van Nuys to get before just because I liked it. Mm. And there they sold it at this Fairfax restaurant, you know?
It's wild, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, loved ones, if you haven't tried it, Mexican Pepsi is the best. Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Be good to yourself. So getting back to your dinner party, your mm-hmm. theoretical dinner party, what would be something that you haven't done that you would like to do?
I'm still working on a couple other concepts, doing it. So I have like a lot of food that I serve, and it really speaks to soul, and there's a lot of comfort. And then there's some other type of events that we do, which are, I guess, more curated and more cerebral, more conscious in that. So I'm actually doing like collaboration projects with a couple like local artists and painters. Mm-hmm. So we're actually making something that I really love the flavor and the taste, and actually collaborating with painters to actually paint the food and seeing how that kind of collaborates back and forth. So we're drawing out all those influences from what other people do. For me, it's hard for me to create something out of nothing. I need something.
A point of influence.
Point of influence is something to look at and then something mm-hmm. to respond to. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple friends that I'm painting with. It's going to be cool. I have my friend Darren and my friend Rachel, and we've been talking about I want to play with them mm-hmm. into what we're creating. So
I like that. And because I've interviewed a lot of artists of all different types. Well, I'll say creative types. You know, we're talking about architects, interior designers, chefs, painters, graffiti artists, musicians, and so on. And it's always fun because I get to sort of ask them questions that might elicit some sort of common ground with all those different crafts, right? Yeah. And what I always thought was funny was people use words, they'll borrow words, you know, like mm-hmm. Like you may use the term colors or notes, mm-hmm. you know, to describe something maybe in the culinary world, yeah. you know what I mean? In the music world, they'll say hot, you know, or use other words, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's kind of funny because a lot of times we're talking about the same stuff, even though we're talking about something, you know, the culinary arts or mm-hmm. the visual arts or whatever. Anyway, I got to take a quick moment here and mention Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing in Canoga Park. New sponsors for this show. Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing in Canoga Park. They are giving a special if you walk in there. Doesn't matter the service or the jewelry, what have you. They're going to give you 20% if you mention that you heard about it on Neighborhood Love Radio. Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing, they got a full corral of good tattoo artists and piercers, like my personal artist, Todd Eric Wright, and Eric Evans, and a whole bunch of others. Piercers, jewelry, and it's just a fun place. They always got some good music. That's Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing. You know it?
16 years ago, Mel did my septum piercing.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Mel the other day. She looked good, man.
Wow. Yeah.
And I saw her at the supermarket. Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing, they're located at 7222 Topanga Canyon Boulevard. The cross street is Sherman Way in beautiful Canoga Park, California. God's country, Canoga Park. Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing, mention Neighborhood Love Radio. And you get 20% off whatever you want, Jack. Anything you want there. All right, back to Christian. What's in the future for HelloFresh?
There's so much growth and so many things that are kind of happening. I always want to be able to just pour out and where I can, show love where the places I can. So I never ever want to let go of the sliding scale part of our company, although we do have some premium things that we do. Mm-hmm. We're starting to take up like different clients and starting to do studios and film crews. But that's one of my favorite things to do. I have a lot of friends that are filmmakers. Mm-hmm. So I'm always cooking for friends. So I never ever want to stop cooking for friends. So that's in the future is friends. So if that's in short, we have a couple dinners. That we're going to keep curating. So we're going to start doing monthlies more and more. Burgers and Beats, we're still going to have on there. And we're going to start doing some private dinners. And those are kind of limited seats. So there's a list that I think we're going to be putting up on soon. And we'll just have to take a random like draw to see who makes it to that one.
And somebody could go on to HelloFresh?
Yeah, HelloFresh.com.
.com, okay. Yeah.
Our response to our Facebook was actually pretty good as well.
And all right. We're going to drop, loved ones, we're going to drop that name again at the end of the show. Hey, this is Erica Badu. Thank you.
could be mine. Tonight and every night, I will be your knight in shining armor, coming to your emotional rescue.
Is right. I don't have to announce this song, right? Everybody knows who the Stones are. Hey, Christian Navarro, won't you again? Will you spell out HelloFresh for people?
Oh, HelloFresh is HelloFraiche.
And loved ones, why don't you find them on the old Facebook there, and you'll be alerted to upcoming food events, and you will not be sorry. If you like food, you will not be sorry. And the events are always pretty fun. There's different musicians, DJs. Like, it's a good affair. And we're going to come back at the end of this tune, but this is the Electric Peanut Butter Company with Dreams.
Now here you go.
Peanut Butter Company, that was Dreams. I think that's on the Ubiquity label as well. Anyway, loved ones, thank you so much for joining me. I come to you this Sunday as I do every Sunday. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Christian Navarro.
Yes.
Chef, LA resident, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I wish we had more time, man. Anyway, check out HelloFresh on the old Facebook there. Like the page and you'll be alerted to upcoming events of the culinary nature. And, oh, if you want to email me, you could do so at RadioSancho@gmail.com. That is RadioSancho@gmail.com. I'll see you next week. Thanks, man.